beginning of the parish of the Torah, the Torah tells us that Yisro brings the two children of Moshe back towards him. And the Torah enumerates the names. The Torah says that Asher Shem Ho'echod, Gershon, one of the names was called Gershon, the Ger HaYisibaretz Nachriah, because he was a Ger, foreign land. The Shem Ho'echod Eliezer, and the name of the other son is Eliezer, Galakei Ovi Be'ezmi, Ve'atzileni Michael Pa'aroel. So the obvious question that many Mephoshim ask is, if we were doing the names of the children, is it in the sequence of events that took place, he was naming after his children, after the occurrences that he went through. So the first son should have been Eliezer, because he was first saved from the Cherev of Paro, that same Cherev of Paro. Now he was saved first, then he ran away to Midian, and then he married Yitzchak in Midian, and he had children. So the first thing that happened in his life was by Atzilenim and Cherev Paro. So if Moshe wanted to establish the names according to what happened, the sequence, that should be the name of the first child. And then he was a care bear, it's not clear. So why the change, why the names were not according to the historical sequence. Now Maisa, we find where Moshe Feinstein speaks about this question, and he explains very, very seriously. Chabad Chaim also said, but he explains that Lamaisa, what was the name of Gershon? What was Moshe's intention in that? His intention was that he wanted to establish that even though he wasn't with in the familiar surroundings of his family, of the Yiddishkeit that he was around, he wanted though to establish that he's that to keep the hashkafa, the pure hashkafa of every Yid has to have in this world. The person that's down in this world, the ger ha'yisid, and the ger is a foreigner. He's somebody who's just here, not permanently. And when a person knows that there's a ger, so he doesn't get so comfortable in the surroundings and to be drawn in by the gashmis of this world. If a person knows he's a ger, he's only a foreigner, he's not going to be so inspired and so can they get so connected to where he is. He knows that he has to eventually go back to his home, to his right place. And this dashkafa, as the Chabad Chaim says, that every person has to have in this world, that he's only a ger, he's only traveling. As everybody knows the famous story when a certain person came to the Chabad Chaim for a bracha, and they came to the Chabad Chaim's home and saw the furniture of the Chabad Chaim, no two chairs matched, the table was rickety. There was barely any other furniture around. And this lady, who was a long time to a bracha, asked the Chabad Chaim innocently, where's your furniture? And the Chabad Chaim asked the lady back, where's your furniture? And she said to the Chabad Chaim, what do you mean, where's my furniture? I'm just traveling through. The Chabad Chaim said back to her, I also just been traveling through. I'm also traveling through. We're just all traveling through this world. We're all Geirim. And we understand that. We know that Arikin Pachas is the next world. Arikin Pachas is our real place of residence in the next world. We're just on a journey right now. We're not going to get so comfortable with this world. We're not going to get so involved in this world. As Chazal said, this world is only a vegetable. It's only a corridor for the banquet hall of Olam Haba. No one spends a long time in the corridor. You pass through the corridor to get to the main place. The corridor is not so much there for you. In the banquet hall, there's a lot there. No one hangs out too much in the corridor. And this is the board that Moshe Rabbeinu wants to establish. The name of Eliezer, that Hashem saved him, was a physical savior. his body was saved, and he owed a great price of toy for that. But Moshe Rabbeinu realized that his body being saved only has true meaning if he goes out and he uses his life for true purpose and meaning. If he's going to, his life being saved, the chayim that he got, if that chayim is going to be used, l'man chalukim chayim, for the sake of Hashem, then that chayim has purpose. But if that chayim is just going to be like any other physical animal, then that chayim is not, that's not its purpose in this world, then being saved doesn't have much meaning. There's not so much of a great thank you being saved if at the end of the day he's not going to do anything with that life that was given to him. So therefore Moshe Rabbeinu understood that it was much more important to prioritize and give the first name to Gershom, as Ger HaYisi, the foreigner. Give that name first and establish what's the tachlis. What am I here for? What am I doing here? What am I going to do with the life that I have? Once I have that prioritized, once I have that understanding, once I know that's my purpose in this world, then now I can give a true thank you to Hashem for the chayim that he saved. Because I know that chayim will be used out for the right purpose, the right intention that Hashem gave it to him. And this is very important in our lives, because we go through many different situations in life. And many of us, it's not our fault, the terrible nature of the Yetzirah, it makes us believe that we're here forever. As the Zohar says, the person thinks that he's never going to leave the world. He's living on forever and ever. And therefore, he gets very kabur, he gets very comfortable in this world. And when he gets comfortable in this world, he starts to get involved in this world. And he slowly, slowly loses focus on what he's supposed to be doing and the purpose. We all have to take time out to think, what's our purpose? To establish that we're only Gerim, we're foreigners. And then once we establish that, once we realize that, we can have to give thanks to Hashem for every breath of Chaim. If that Chaim is Hashem, will perpetuate the ultimate goal, the Mamcha, the Kim Chaim, have a good child.